Hi, and welcome to Seppa Stories. So today, or rather in this episode, we're going to dive immediately into a wonderful fan fiction piece inspired by Harry Potter. And this is written by a writer tagged Rainbow JH. This story is called Endless Night, and I found this piece of fan fiction on www.fanfiction.net. So I did reach out to Rainbow JH, and she very graciously has allowed me to read this story, and I'm so excited to share this with you. So some of the things that she has posted, so you kind of have an idea what this will be about before I begin reading, is the tag that she provided in the posting of the story. It looks like this was published on May 17th. The status is a complete work of writing. It is rated teen. And the description about what this is, it says Lavender's point of view of the night when she learns Hermione is petrified. So, a preface before actually reading the story, none of the characters that are being written about, we respect that the writing is inspired by the Harry Potter universe written by Rowling. We have no ownership to the world, the characters, or the universe this exists in. We only appreciate the writing, and we are playing with the characters. So, not for personal gain or revenue, this is an appreciative piece of the Harry Potter world. With that in mind, let's begin Endless Night, written by J.H., inspired by the original Harry Potter stories. Lavender's point of view. Gryffindors were herded up to the dorms from the Great Hall by Percy. I could see he was scared as well. Pavarti and I were soon inside the common room, deciding to linger so we could find who was attacked this time. The common room was abuzz with murmurs. Even the Weasley twins seemed serious for a change. We noticed Lee Jordan making his way up to them after talking with the Gryffindor chasers. We decided to quietly eavesdrop on them, opting to stand near one of the windows overlooking the grounds. The twins were whispering amongst themselves. We already checked multiple times. It's impossible to know without a name. Can't we check again? Maybe it'll be visible when an attack happens. Are we now supposed to wait for another attack to take place? We could gather it was regarding finding the heir, as it was all anyone was talking about, but we didn't know what they wished to check. As Lee reached them, he asked, "What are you both talking about?" I shifted slightly so I could look at them better in the reflection on the window as they sat on the sofa in front of the fireplace. Instead of replying, the twins gestured towards some pages in their hands. I wished I could go closer to see what it was they were looking at. "It just sucks it's Hermione this time. I think it must be someone who is hiding in plain sight, someone we would know and wouldn't stand out on it," Lee said. Pavarti and I looked at each other in horror. We hadn't noticed the Golden Trio weren't here. They were always creating trouble and roaming the corridors at night, so it wasn't uncommon not to find them where they were supposed to be. Parv nudged me with her shoulder, and after a few minutes of pushing each other, we decided to link elbows and go up to the twins and Lee. I started. Do you guys know what happened to Hermione?" The twins turned the parchments upside down as they shifted to face us on the side. I could see now it wasn't parchments, but rather a single parchment folded multiple times. "Hermione and Penelope Clearwater, you know, the Ravenclaw prefect? They were both found petrified near the library." Now I understood why Percy looked terrified when he'd led us up to the tower. Even the prefects weren't safe. Plus, Parv and I had long suspected he fancied Penelope. He was more uptight than usual, if that was even possible, when they had prefect rounds together. "And Harry and Ron, weren't they with her?" Pavarti inquired. One of the twins replied this time, "No, no, they were both at the match. She wanted to go to the library, so they forgot they were supposed to walk in groups. She probably took off on her own at the thought of the library." "Yeah, we saw McGonagall escorting Harry and Ron up to the hospital wing. Overheard her saying both of them were found on their way back towards the entrance hall," Lee added. We thanked them as we decided to go up to our dorm. There was no place to sit in the common room since all the Griffs were gathered there, unwilling to go up to their dorms. They must be waiting for Harry and Ron to get back so they could find out more. For once in my life, I was scared to know more. Even before Hogwarts, I'd always kept up with who visited my ma for tea regularly, who stopped visiting, and even knowing when Papa was in a bad mood. We had lived with Hermione for almost 2 years now. Sure, we didn't get along too well, but it was mainly due to us having nothing in common. I regretted not making an effort to include her in our conversations often. I vowed to myself I would do that when she woke up. She had often helped us silently by fixing my book bag and conjuring a blue ball of light as a night lamp when Parv and I were talking late into the night. On reaching up to our dorms, I couldn't help but looking at the bed on the corner. It was easy to spot. The stack of books towering on her bedside table, the sugarless chewing gum which her parents sent to her monthly, her uniform for tomorrow already on the hanger, ready to be worn. We went to our respective beds, unwilling to speak. What could we have talked about? I could always tell Parv later about Angelina sneaking glances at one of the twins. This just wasn't the time. We took turns going to the bathroom to change into our PJs. It was going to be a long night. It was just 7 now, so once I reached my bed, I decided to make my way through homework quickly. Maybe we would get sleepy earlier than usual. Parv followed me once she saw me taking out my books and parchment roll. We worked in silence, occasionally asking each other a question from class where we had missed parts of it. Thankfully, we both took notes in class, usually just single words and phrases, which were enough to guide us through our homework. "It feels very different, no?" Parv broke the silence. I nodded my head before looking up at her. One time that we were doing our homework way before our deadlines and she isn't here. She would definitely be happy to see us like that. Parv readily agreed. Just as she picked up her quill again, I decided to ask, "Hey, Parv, do you think we can visit her tomorrow? We'll take her books and her gum and put it on her table. She would like that." I paused, taking a deep breath before continuing. "It's just, this attack on her feels like the air slipped through our threshold, you know? In our safe space. I'm so scared." She came over to my bed and we just hugged each other tight. A couple of hours later, we were both in bed. I could see Parv was asleep as soon as her head hit the pillows. Normally, I would be too, since we both get sleepy from studying too much. I could only study in bits and pieces. I felt tired as I once again glanced at Hermione's four-poster, seeing the perfectly made bed. I felt restless. I had my wand underneath my pillow, ready to use if the air came bursting through the door or through the windows. I wasn't sure which spell I would use if that happened. The disarming charm Professor Snape had used on Professor Lockhart would have been handy if we had learned it properly in the dueling club. I couldn't help but admit in that moment that Professor Snape would have been a better teacher than Professor Lockhart to teach us how to defend ourselves. I sighed as I turned again. I felt sweaty and thirsty. I took the glass of water from my bedside table, which was already filled with water, and took a sip from it. I immediately felt a little better and decided to gulp down the glass full. I stared up at the rich golden embroidery on the top of my bed, tracing it with my eyes as I had already done countless times before. The night felt endless. I wondered if it would be like this till the air was caught. I will definitely have dark circles if this continued for long. Before long, I felt the urge to pee and decided to get up immediately. It might have been an irrational fear, but I pulled my feet up on the bed, and after a soft lumos, I pointed my wand underneath my bed in all the corners of my room before I took any step on the carpeted floor. I quickly rushed to the restroom and back. Just as I was about to hop into my bed, I had an idea. I walked towards Hermione's bed, quietly apologizing to her as I lifted up her sheets and put in her pillows in place to make it look like she was burrowed underneath. I knew she did this many times when she was off sneaking out with Harry and Ron. Her bedside clock showed that it was nearly 3:30 in the morning. Leaving the curtains as they were, I walked to my bed again, slipping underneath the covers. Tomorrow, I breathed to myself. I felt a little better already. Now I could pretend she was sneaking out again, and not laying petrified under Madame Pomfrey's care, waiting for the mandrakes to mature. Just as I could hear the birds chirping and the owls hooting, I finally felt lulled to a tired sleep. And that, my wonderful friends, was this amazing story by Rainbow J.H. called Endless Night. I love this. I absolutely love this story. I think it's delicately written. And one of the things I loved about the Harry Potter films was the Lavender character. Now we know, you know, if you're a hardcore fan, the Lavender character changes in the films and we get different actresses. But I liked Lavender, the Lavender who had a crush on Ron, and the rivalry kind of between Hermione and Lavender at that time. So this is before that time period, and this is in the point of the Harry Potter books and films where the heir of Slytherin has opened the Chamber of Secrets, and, you know, of course, there are people and ghosts and cats being petrified by, spoiler alert, the basilisk that is roaming the castle through the pipes. So if you didn't know that, now you do. And Hermione, if you've read the books and the stories, had gone to the library to do some research. Like, she had this idea and just kind of bolted off. And we know from the canon, you know, as she's petrified, she has, she's found out about the basilisk. Like, she had a little mirror. She was looking around corners with it. So her and Penelope Clearwater have been petrified. And I liked this story. The things that worked for me in this story were Lavender and Parvati hanging out and, you know, hanging in together, and they're best friends, and here you can see that. And you can kind of tell that, you know, they're still teenage girls and very much watching what's going on around them, noticing that Angelina is sneaking glances, you know, at one of the twins. That was a really nice detail. And I liked the conversation between Lee and the twins. It seemed relaxed and authentic. And I love the story of, you know, the one time we're doing our homework way before our deadlines and she isn't here, you know, and, you know, because I guess Hermione is, in her very bookish way, always kind of driving them to do their homework. So I like this. I liked that Lavender felt bad about not including or being more friendly with Hermione, but she also explains that that's mainly due to them not having a lot in common. So, you know, it's very clear in the writing, even in this story. You know, she says that we didn't see the golden trio, and they're always together doing things they're not supposed to be doing, and Hermione sneaks out, and you kind of get a glimpse of Hermione in a way that isn't visible in Rowling's books, you know, because the story is more focused on Harry. And here you have a perspective that's kind of zeroing in on what has happened and how maybe some of the other students felt hearing that their classmate had been petrified, you know, in such a way, and a prefect. So, it kind of brings a little more fullness to an already wonderful story. And to me, this is what fan fiction is all about. It's loving the genre so much that you think more about it. And I love that this is a fleshed out one shot that makes you think, now, what do I want more from this story? I would like there to be more development in that it could continue more. I think it stands alone, solid and strong as it is, but it left me wanting more. Like, did Parvati and Lavender make it to see Hermione the next day? Did they take her books and, the sugarless gum that her parents had sent to her? And what would they have thought seeing her in that way? What could be explored there. As a standalone, to me, I think this is strong and wonderfully written. For me reading it, there was only one or two sentences I stumbled over, so if I wasn't true word for word, I apologize. That is me as a reader, trying to make the story work in my mind and mouth, to read it and to present it. But I love this. I thought this was really well done. I loved that they thought, she had a second guess at, yeah, Professor Snape would have been a better teacher. I thought that was great, that they make reference to the duel between Lockhart and Severus, but, that there's this reference in kind of a back way. I love this. So I give this an O for outstanding, or, this definitely is, it is beyond exceeds expectations. So kudos, Rainbow JH. I love this story, and I am definitely going to check out your other writing pieces. So if you're looking for the story, just very quickly, how I found it, you could key in Google Endless Night, throw in a comma. Then you could say Harry Potter fan fiction, and then look for the description that talks a little bit about Lavender. Or you could get straight into fanfiction.net, going ahead and set up a membership so that you can see everything, or leave comments if you would like. And you could see this if you were to do a search on the Harry Potter fandom or fan fiction books. Be warned, there are over 820,000 pieces of writing out there. So check this out. This was recently published, so you should be able to find this quickly if you would like to read this on your own, or if you would like to read other pieces written by Rainbow JH. So thank you for joining us at Seppa Stories for this first reading. Our next that we will be doing, this episode is a standalone, so if you stay on, the next episode should automatically load, and you will hear another story by another writer, also from fanfiction.net. And I'll keep you posted and updated to any new stories we will be sharing. Thank you. And if you like this, give me a share, join us back again. Let me know what you think, and we will see you next time.